some of us have a preference for one season over the others. I like spring. It's when I have my birthday. And that's okay. Not everybody is cut out for the deep freeze we're in right now. Former Allegheny Front intern Charlene Ward also wasn't fond of cold weather. That is, until an unexpected winter camping trip she had to attend as part of a student environmental group. Back then, she was still in high school. Here's her account of how winter and nature won her over, at least a little.
Before I joined the Student Conservation Association, I hated winter, hated being wet from the snow. When I found out that the Conservation Leadership Corps, a community division of the SCA, had its first trip in January 2011, I prepared for a long, painful experience. It was my first SCA trip ever, so I couldn't refuse to go. Instead, I went to Kmart and bought the heaviest, most insulated boots I could, and I packed a duffel bag full of clothes just in case I got wet. And I was still petrified. Apparently, this is pretty common. On a more recent trip, Wesley Smith said,
I keep hearing from people that it's not as bad as people would think, but in my mind, I'm still telling myself it's still a big thing, and I would need like a bunch of equipment.
At least 7 inches of snow fell on our first winter retreat. Luckily, we were staying in a cabin that time. Inside, it was cozy and we could hear the wind whipping against the chimes. But since SCA is a conservation organization, we couldn't stay inside. Our crew leaders dragged us outside almost the entire day. At first, I was miserable. Then I just looked around. I never realized how amazing the woods looked when completely covered in snow, or how remarkably peaceful it was just to sit by a frozen lake. The beauty made being cold so much more bearable. The crew spent much of the day hiking, snowball fighting, playing games, and setting up the campfire. I was having such a good time that I forgot how cold I was. The best part about the trip, and most of my winter trips, was the night hike. I recorded a group that went out in January. As the trudging through the snow started, what most were thinking about was returning to camp. You can hear our crew leader, Katie Horowitz, setting us straight.
Right now we're just going on a hike. I mean, I think we're going to start the fire right as soon as we get back.
The hike surprised me. I never thought I would find the dead silence of winter to be so relaxing. I felt alone with my thoughts. Another crew leader, Dan Malikoff, describes it like this.
What I really like about hiking in the winter is just the stillness of it. There's nothing that moves. You know, there's hardly any animals. When the wind blows, the leaves don't move. You know, and after a while, you really start to just feel very still yourself.
In the past few years, I've been winter camping 6 times, mostly with the Student Conservation Association. I've slept on the cold ground many times, and I have worked cutting trees, building trails, and doing other conservation projects in the cold for hours. I loved every minute of it. One of my favorite trips happened the same year I started. It was mid-March, though it felt more like January. The temperature remained around the teens all day, and the snow was about 8 inches deep. That night we crawled into the Adirondack shelters. Just imagine a small shack missing one of its walls. Ice and frozen mud surrounded the entrances. I won't lie and say that I wasn't freezing that night. My body was fairly warm, though my feet were completely numb. I didn't get the best sleep, but it felt pretty hardcore. I accomplished something most urban kids never will. What was most gratifying to me about winter camping was that I spent more than 24 hours outside in the deep cold. This is an experience I can laugh about and share when I am older. I'm thankful that I joined the Student Conservation Association every time I step outside on a cold and snowy winter day. And when I smell a fireplace or a fire pit in my urban neighborhood, it takes me back to the campfire.
That was Charlene Ward, who was an intern at the Allegheny Front way back in 2013.